The APRM was created by the African Union to promote the adoption of policies, standards, and practices that lead to political stability, high economic growth, and sustainable development. This is done through the sharing of experiences and reinforcement of successful and best practices, as well as addressing identifiable shortcomings in governance. Fatuma Niarakobwa, deputy chair of the APRM's panel of eminent persons, says a lot has been achieved over the past 10 years, with 33 member states acceding to the mechanism and 17 of them reviewed. She points out that many issues have surfaced, including that of corruption.
Really, APRM has demystified structural and underlying issues that sometimes are not talked about openly. The issue of corruption, the management of natural resources, the issue of diversity, the question of youth unemployment, the land issue, the proliferation of minerals and all that. So these issues are issues that have come up in APRM, and we've come up with strategic orientation on how they can be dealt with.
Africa has changed enormously over the past decade, says Dr. Ibrahim Assan Mayake, the chief executive officer of NIPAD.
It has changed because, as you know, 6 of the 10 fastest growing economies in the world are Africans. But there are still challenges because 7 of the 10 most unequal economies are also in Africa. So poverty is still high. Transformation has evidently taken place through improvements in governance, and APRM is a sound illustration of these improvements.
Dr. Mayake says the continent is forging ahead with its efforts to improve its economic infrastructure, including its roads, to facilitate the movement of goods and people.
The first big transport project, road project in Africa, will be finalized in 2014. It is the Algiers-Lagos Highway, 4,500 kilometers. There is just a missing link of 80 kilometers to achieve that. In that same space, you will have an optic fiber and a gas pipeline. So very important mega projects are being achieved.
One problem the continent is still grappling with is that of insecurity caused by armed conflicts. Majed Abdelaziz is special advisor to the United Nations Secretary General on Africa.
There is increasing recognition of the nexus between development and peace and security. And that was very clear in the Secretary General's visit to the Great Lakes region with the president of the World Bank, and the commitment from the World Bank to allocate $1 billion for the economic activities that would help in overcoming the peace and security situation in the Great Lakes region. And that is going to happen again in the Sahel region fairly soon.
And with durable peace on the continent, it is hoped that Africans will be able to benefit from the lofty objectives of NIPAD and the African Peer Review Mechanism. Diane Penn, United Nations.